You know the Dos Equis guy? The most interesting man in the world? I always have thought if that guy's the most interesting man in the world, Ben Franklin would have been the OG. He would have been the OG. Because if you think about it, Ben Franklin was never a president. He never served on the Supreme Court. He wasn't a distinguished military general like George Washington. Yet he was probably the most accomplished American of the founding generation. He was a printer, a writer, an innovator, a scientist, a diplomat, a businessman. The list goes on and on. And when the Declaration of Independence was signed, Ben Franklin was 70 years old. He was considered, at that time, one of the most famous people in the world. And yes, the Ben Franklin kite and the key and the unlocking of electricity, but he never patented any of his inventions. So the lightning rod, bifocal glasses, the Franklin stove, he thought that all of the things that he benefited from, the inventions that he created, he thought everybody should benefit from them. Just as he was inspired by others before him, that others should be inspired from him as well. And he's a self-made success American story. His parents were candle makers and soap makers. He was one of 17 children. And he only had 2 years of formal schooling. Whereas you juxtapose that with some of the other founding fathers, completely different. But it's what eventually helped him to found libraries and promote education and help create Penn, the University of Pennsylvania. And then of course, the diplomatic side of Benjamin Franklin, because during the Revolutionary War, Franklin was sent to France. And he was America's chief ambassador. He convinced the French monarchy to support the American cause, because it's very possible that we would be sitting here today in a completely different situation without Benjamin Franklin convincing the French to send money, to send weapons, ships, and troops, that we would not be celebrating America's 250th year of independence. And here's another interesting fact about Ben Franklin that I love. He signed three, not one, not two, but three of the most important documents in American history. He signed the Declaration of Independence. He signed the Treaty of Paris that officially ended the Revolutionary War, and the U.S. Constitution. No other founder has signed all three. It's a fascinating story, a fascinating life of Ben Franklin. Let's talk about it. Luke Hopley is the park ranger with the National Park Service, and he serves in Philadelphia and joins us this morning. Luke, good to have you.
Hi, good morning. Happy to be here.
Thank you for taking the time this morning. Obviously, in Philadelphia is the site where Benjamin Franklin is buried, he alongside of his wife. What makes that such a large attraction to Philadelphia, but from people all over the country, all over the world? What's the draw there with Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah, it's a good question. Benjamin Franklin, as you mentioned, has this kind of international appeal, I think, that, you know, perhaps some of the other founders don't have. You know, he was well known even in his lifetime during the American Revolution in a way that people like George Washington or Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, just weren't. And, you know, Franklin, he has an interest to him for just about everybody. You know, Franklin had his hands in all kinds of industries and technologies and, you know, civil good. So, you know, no matter who you are, really, a lot of people can find a connection or interest that relates them to Benjamin Franklin.
Is it because of all of that that people hold him in such high esteem with the other founding fathers, even though he was never a major general, never president of the United States?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Benjamin Franklin, he's sort of like a generation older than a lot of these other founders. You know, as you mentioned, he was 70 years old when he signed the Declaration of Independence. He was 81 years old when he helped write the Constitution of the United States. So Franklin, I don't really think ever saw himself potentially involved in this new federal government because he was a bit too old. You know, he was coming up on retirement by the time the Constitution was actually ratified and the office of the president was even created. He was in the last year of his life. So, you know, Franklin added a real legitimacy, I think, to the American Revolution. He was internationally known, both in Great Britain. He had lived there for quite a while before the American Revolution. He was known throughout continental Europe. So the fact that you had this group of, you know, gentlemen from Europe's perspective, the edge of the world, the fact that they had Dr. Franklin with them, I think added a real legitimacy to their cause.
Mm. It's interesting to the ripple effects that Benjamin Franklin had throughout now what we see as our country. I mean, he never went west, yet here in the state of Michigan, Isle Royale National Park, there is Mount Franklin there. We have a village here, Franklin, that's named after Benjamin Franklin. Why was there so many tributes to him that just kind of moved across the country when he had, you know, no ties necessarily to these particular areas?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's considered maybe, you know, he's a founding father. You might even call him a founding grandfather, right? He just affected early American life in so many ways, founded so many institutions, founded so many practices, from free libraries to firefighting companies, that I think even if he never served in public office, at least in the federal government, he served in public office in the Pennsylvania government.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he never, you know, was in federal Congress or president or Supreme Court, his effect on, you know, American culture goes deeper than that because it's older than that, you know?
It's very fascinating, a fascinating life, an important figure as we ring in the 250. Luke Hopley, thank you so much for your time this morning, the insight. I know you guys are pretty busy out in Philadelphia, so we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes with us this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Very fascinating stuff. Coming up on the other side, CBS has released a new poll with YouGov ahead of the 250. About what you think, Americans think, is best about the United States. We'll talk about that on the other side as we continue to roll on here on a Tuesday morning.